Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Authorities are working to identify skeletal remains that were found over the weekend at Malvern Lake in eastern Kansas. A park ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers found the remains Friday night at the lake, which is northeast of Emporia. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. High pressure over the western part of the country is going to keep our weather quiet, it looks like, throughout most of the week and possibly into next weekend. The high this afternoon, 86 with a northeast wind. Clear and 59 tonight. Tomorrow's high, 85. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky, 64 degrees, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Rescues continued through the night in Houston as more people were stranded in Tropical Storm Harvey's unprecedented flooding. ABC's Lana Zack reports from Houston.
America's fourth largest city is in crisis. The 911 system overrun, 56,000 calls in just 15 hours. Many people say they can't even get through. First responders and Good Samaritans are working around the clock, desperately trying to keep up with all the cries for help. And those that are rescued are often left with nothing.
Westar Energy and Great Plains Energy have formally asked the Kansas Corporation Commission to approve a merger between the two utility companies.
The company submitted a filing to the KCC on Friday the 25th, seeking formal approval of a $14 billion merger announced in July. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the merger request comes after the commission earlier this year rejected a proposal to allow Great Plains to buy Westar for $12.2 billion. The commission said the proposed sale price was too high and would leave the combined utility financially weaker than the separate companies. The new transaction would require no cash exchange and no debt for the companies. Great Plains Energy, the parent company of Kansas City Power and Light, is based in Kansas City, Missouri. Westar is the largest utility in Kansas. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police are investigating after shots were fired during a disturbance in a southwest Wichita neighborhood Saturday afternoon.
Officers were called to a residence in the 1700 block of South Sedgwick near Harry and Meridian just after 12 p.m. Wichita Police Sergeant Joe Kennedy says an altercation that started in the residence ended with shots being fired. A victim was taken to a local hospital with possible gunshot wounds. The severity of the victim's wounds are not known at this time. Sergeant Kennedy added that one person is in custody and police are looking for another suspect as investigators will continue to question witnesses that were at the scene. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A central Kansas woman has been sentenced to more than 21 years in prison for the death of her husband. 36-year-old Misty Salem was sentenced Friday for second-degree intentional murder in the March 2016 death of 41-year-old Samuel Salem at the couple's home in Stafford. Police who responded to reports of gunfire found Samuel Salem dead on the living room floor with a gunshot wound. His death was the first homicide in more than 20 years in Stafford, which has about 1,000 residents. The search for all of the American sailors missing since their destroyer collided with a tanker ship last week near Singapore has come to an end.
Navy divers recovered the remains of the 8 missing sailors from the flooded sleeping quarters of the USS John S. McCain. Those quarters took a direct hit in last week's collision with an oil tanker. Divers had a difficult time making their way through the mangled debris looking for the remains of the 10 sailors listed as missing after that collision. The remains of 2 other sailors were recovered late last week. Louis Martinez, ABC News, Washington.
KNSS News Time now, coming up on 8:33, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. And just looking at the flooding down there in Texas, my goodness gracious, 50 inches of rain over the past couple of days. There's nothing you can do. I mean, they've got, all of their levees are overcome, you know, any canals, any creeks, any rivers, just overcome. That's just way too much. That is, I don't know, what would you call it, once in a million years, once in a hundred years type thing. And it's all moving now over toward Louisiana. And now they get to experience all that rain for a while over there. So came ashore as a hurricane into a tropical storm. But at the end of the day, it's one of the biggest rainstorms ever in this part of the world. All right. Coming up on 8:34 now, Steve and Ted of the Morning. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, we do have one of horror films' most influential directors has passed away. Let's take a look at the career of Tobe Hooper.
He didn't invent the slasher horror genre, but Tobe Hooper's 1974 Texas Chainsaw Massacre is one of the early classics.
Run down the lake, Caroline! Run as fast as you can!
8 years later, he directed Poltergeist, another horror classic, this one more mainstream. Other works include the 1979 TV miniseries adaptation of Stephen King's Salem's Lot. And even the music video for 80s rocker Billy Idol's Dancing With Myself. Tobe Hooper died Saturday of what's believed to be natural causes. He was 74. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
I remember seeing Chainsaw Massacre when it was just coming out. I saw it at the drive-in theater.
Long time. Wow. Okay. Was that on a date?
I think it came out after Shelley and I were married, okay. I think. So. Yeah. All right.
Night out with the little lady. Let's go see Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, why not?
Well, last night was the season 7 finale of Game of Thrones on HBO. The episode The Dragon and the Wolf at nearly an hour and 20 minutes, the final episode, the longest of this shortest season so far. There were only 7 episodes all season long. Boy, a lot happened. Of course, on this show, favorite characters die often without warning. There was a death. If you're a fan, though, I guess it was about time. You had the evil queen up to her evil doings. There was a long-awaited hookup. Well, we'll see how it works out. And if you're wondering what happened to a certain dragon, that got addressed as well. Everything is now set for the final battle. We'll have to wait until next year for the final season of Game of Thrones, or maybe even the year after that. We'll see what HBO decides to do with the schedule of it. But that's what's on tap after last night's season finale on Game of Thrones. Well, it was, did anyone go to the movies this weekend? And we'll take a little look at the MTV Video Music Awards.
You're the most wanted hitman in the world.
The Hitman's Bodyguard out-earned all comers at the box office over the weekend, but that's not saying much. As predicted, it was the slowest movie weekend not only of the year, but of the last 15 years, and the worst August weekend in over 20. The top 12 films combined gross earnings just $49 million.
You lack precision and finesse.
Of the newcomers, the animated Leap did best, bowing in third with just over $5 million. Kendrick Lamar took home the most trophies, including Video of the Year, and Video Vanguard honoree Pink delivered a jaw-dropping performance. But last night's MTV Video Music Awards were as much about messages as music. Susan Breaux, mother of Heather Heyer, killed in Charlottesville, was there.
I miss her, but I know she's here tonight.
A descendant of Confederate Civil War General Robert E. Lee also spoke out against racism. Suicide prevention, also a big theme in the wake of Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell's deaths. I'm Christopher Watson.
And let's delve a little further into last night's MTV VMAs.
Kendrick Lamar was the big winner of the night with 6 awards, including Best Video. He also performed. Ed Sheeran was the Artist of the Year, gave a rather muted speech. Katy Perry posed with a fake baby. Miley Cyrus actually danced with real old people. And Taylor Swift dropped her new video but did not appear in person. So no update on the apparent beef between her and host Katy Perry. Pink tore the house down in front of her 6-year-old daughter, receiving the Vanguard Award and bringing a message of love and acceptance. At the VMAs, Nick Watt, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And here on this Monday, final Monday of August, by the way, we do have a few birthdays today. How about actor Sonny Schroyer is 82 today. Great Sonny Schroyer, who played Enos on The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also in The Longest Yard. You remember him in that? He was a guy that basically was doing like community theater in rural Georgia, and they were looking for kind of extras or small parts in The Longest Yard, and they plucked him out. He was really good. Okay. And he ended up going on to this long career in Hollywood. He can really play a heavy pretty well, kind of a redneck heavy, but he's like we saw in Dukes of Hazzard, he could also do comedy. Okay. He's a pretty good guy. Sonny Schroyer is 82 today. What else we got? How about David Soul?
David Soul.
74 today. Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
And he had a number one hit song on the Billboard charts. Yeah. What was that?
I don't know.
Don't give up on us, baby.
That's it.
Wasn't that it?
Yeah. I think so.
So yeah. David Soul, TV and music star, is 74 today.
Huge.
How about Mrs. Ringo Starr is 71 today. Actress Barbara Bach.
She
was in the James Bond movie, The Spy Who Loved Me.
That is a beautiful woman.
She's very attractive.
Very attractive. Yes,
Barbara Bach is 71 years old today. So there's a few of your birthdays here on this August 28th. And one more birthday. One of our winners this morning of Kansas City Chiefs tickets, who is a big listener in Clearwater, Alyssa, is celebrating a birthday today. So she couldn't have been happier to win these Chiefs tickets on her birthday, and she said she listens to us every morning in Clearwater and was super happy.
And now, even more exciting, she gets to hear her name said on the radio.
Yeah.
Alyssa.
So perfect.
Yeah.
What a great birthday present. Yeah, she's stoked.
You know, Alyssa, tell her happy birthday, and she heard about it on stage.
Yeah, Alyssa in Clearwater, Alyssa in Clearwater, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we got her some Chiefs tickets. We got Rob in Augusta. We got him a couple of Chiefs tickets for Thursday night. I just met Todd, another listener that already picked up his tickets. And we got Warren several tickets from Wichita to go up to the game on Thursday night. So congratulations. Don't forget, you can hear Chiefs games, of course,
right here
on KNSS. We'll have it for you Thursday night. We got a few of our listeners headed up to that game Thursday night as well. So happy birthday, Alyssa, and enjoy.
Congratulations to all our winners.
Yes, we always like to give prizes to our listeners.
We do. We certainly.
And I've got more prize packages to give away tomorrow and all week long for Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers and Prairie Fire Coffee. And if you'd like to win prizes, just keep this your radio right here on Steve and Ted.
98.7, 1330.
A lot of good stuff to give away to the listeners that we love.
No reason to change the dial. You don't want to go through all that reprogramming.
No, it's not worth the effort.
Leave it here.
You got it all right here, baby.
Everything's here.
Hey, entertainment.
Baby.
Thanks to all the people that wished me well on my birthday.
Big happy birthday.
Big milestone birthday this weekend. And thank you for your Facebook post. And we got
a lot of
listeners and people responded.
I actually said some nice things about you, didn't I?
You did.
Okay.
And I appreciate that. That was very nice. Entertainment news on this Monday morning is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They're open for another great week of serving up tasty food Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. If you want a tasty pizza, you just head on down to Pizza John's.
I like their spaghetti, their hoagies. I like it all. They give me the left side of the menu, I'll take the whole
thing. I'm the pizza guy.
Yep,
pizza and cheese bread.
There you go.
I'm zeroing in on that. Lockstep on that. Hey, you just go on down to K-15, you stop at 208 South Baltimore, and they'll fix you up right. It's Pizza John's in Derby.
Well, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee break on KNSS. Now, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh.
Well, that is a fact.
Right here in Wichita. It's the beans, baby. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted.
Yes.
By calling 267-3771. Operators are standing by. Or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
841 Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Talking about building retail and office space without tenants lined up beforehand. It's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.